Thank you, Val. And now back to the news. It is an industry often associated with men, but a festival in Norwich reminded pubgoers of women's important role, present and past, as brewers and craft beer lovers. Femme Ale, part of the City of Ale events, put the spotlight on women behind the barrels with talks and tastings. Held at the Plasterer's Arms on Cowgate, the busy event included a talk and question and sessions with Belinda Jennings of Woodford's Brewery and live music in collaboration with the Norwich Arts Centre. Meanwhile, all 15 of the pub's pumps were reserved for female-brewed ales, stouts, porters, pales, ambers and golds. Charlene Catawalla, who was behind the festival's publicity, said, "The festival's goal is to combine great live music with shining a light on female brewers and encouraging women to get into beer. It's there to be enjoyed by all, male and female, but it is about promoting these women. Femme Ale has been part of the City of Ale, a 10-day celebration of Norwich's pubs, breweries and real ale, for 3 years.
A snapshot survey of health and well-being of more than 3,000 Norfolk schoolchildren has revealed one in three has been bullied in the past year, with the problem described as horrifying by the county's Director of Public Health. Dr. Smith, Norfolk County Council's Director of Public Health, said statistics around mental health, the degree of self-harm, and that youngsters did not feel they had anyone to talk through their problems were also grounds for concern. The health-related behaviour survey, which surveyed 3,400 children in 25 schools last year, was commissioned by the County Council's Public Health Department. It looked to provide valuable information on the health and well-being of schoolchildren. It covered subjects from physical and mental well-being, lifestyle, how the child felt about their school, family, and other services, with the aim that the results will help to design services to meet their needs. And the statistics around bullying, although similar to surveys carried out in other areas, were particularly alarming, said Dr. Smith. While two-thirds said that they thought their school responded to bullying quite well, what's changed with bullying is that it doesn't end when the school day ends. The schools are doing a lot, but with cyberbullying, it can continue at home, and it's getting increasingly hard for schools to police that.
Police reports have revealed the threats, verbal abuse and attacks the city's taxi drivers are subject to while at work. Norfolk Constabulary has, in a Freedom of Information request, released a sample of call-outs to taxi drivers, with many involving racial abuse, threats and physical violence, including one which saw a driver assaulted by a group of men. In another, in the Deering Road area, a man refused to pay his fare, instead punching the vehicle and picking up a wrench before waving it above the driver's head, threatening to hurt him. Paul Harlow of Norwich-based firm Courtesy Taxis has been a controller, organising drivers' calls and a driver, for 12 years. Mr. Harlow, who said most of the incidents were alcohol-related and took place late at night over the weekend, said certain incidents were part and parcel of the job, but it was about knowing how to handle disruptive passengers. A spokesperson for Norfolk Police said, "Norfolk Constabulary will not tolerate any abuse or violence towards any member of the community and will investigate any reports of any such crime and seek prosecutions where we can."
Crime writer Peter Robinson will be at the Gerald Book Department to launch the 23rd mystery in the DCI Banks series. In When the Music's Over, the newly promoted Detective Superintendent Banks must investigate a very cold case of historical abuse. An evening with Peter Robinson takes place on Monday, July the 11th at 6:15 for 6:30 p.m. Tickets are £5, redeemable against books bought in the evening, and are available from customer services or gerald.co.uk.
Well, that's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from
Paddy
and Ian. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature telling us what has happened to all those go-go dragons. Goodbye.